Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by LER and MVP Parent Magazines, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Sports Performance and Wellness. Great doubleheader today with two of my favorite guests. Rob Andrews is a mental training specialist to Olympians and Navy SEALs, the best-selling author, founder of Houston Institute of Sports Performance. He's going to be joining me. And then Joel Franco, he's the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, and he is the producer and creator of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. Then the sports doctor's in. Questions, emails. Rob Andrews, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
It's great to have you back. Rob, give some introduction to the audience, a little bit of a background with your mental training and your Wall of Gold medals, et cetera.
And they're not mine.
I hear you.
Well, I started out working with injured athletes on the psychological impact of their injuries. Did that for a number of years, and then people started asking about performance-related concepts. I had a background in human performance and had done a human performance training for years, so I said yes to that part of it. And then it just continued to kind of grow and to work with specialty sports I work with are track and field, gymnastics, swimming, and kind of an ever-expanding universe of helping athletes learn how to manage stress and pressure and mindset and do what I call channel their energy in a more highly effective way, moving mental emotional energy towards performance.
You know, it's amazing with the Olympics starting maybe tomorrow and the next day or two, and the tremendous year and a half that all athletes at all levels and their families and coaches have gone through. You know, so much attention to mental health and these kinds of stresses, you know, and again, like the first couple of things that you really talked about, the working with athletes who are dealing with injuries, that whole mental side, as well as enhancing performance. And as everybody knows who listens to the show, I call it the mental game. We've been talking about it for like 25 years, give or take a few weeks. How is this new crazy pressure with all of this seriousness with COVID, et cetera, affected your world and your athletes?
Well, in a lot of ways, Bob. I mean, besides the obvious, you know, the delay in the Olympics, the start-stop nature of the sport, there's this huge hum about, is it even going to happen in the first place? Excuse me, with more and more people in Tokyo testing positive and people not being allowed into the country. I've been talking to athletes that are already in Tokyo, and we talk about performance strategies and what it's like to walk into the venue for the first time. And then towards the end of the conversation, they're saying, are you hearing about all these people that are testing positive? So, yes, I am. They're concerned, and it's taken up a lot of space in the computer.
You know, our good friend and colleague, great physical therapist, Gina Pongetti, you've done numerous programs with Gina in the world of gymnastics. You know, she's out there in Tokyo, you know, with her mask on, hoping to do her thing. Between me and you, they should cancel this. This is not going to be a good experience for anybody. Nobody needs it, no matter what it costs. Unfortunately, probably not going to be able to do that, and it's going to be I'm rooting that somehow they'll get away with it. I mean, after all, we saw an NBA Finals game last night. There was a World Series. It was the Super Bowl. It's amazing. I mean, those things were able to happen.
But what struck me watching basketball last night, they said there were 65,000 people in downtown Milwaukee. What are things going to be like in 2 weeks, you know?
This is the reality that, you know, intelligent people, I'll include like ourselves, understand what we're facing here. And this is, again, you know, the couple of weeks later and with all the ballparks are filled. I think they're requiring, and for some crazy reason, you know, we ran into a political nightmare that has just created havoc with people getting vaccinated. It's amazing. And it really, really is now getting in the way gigantically with us being able to do anything in any direction. And the here on the Sports Doctor, we're telling people, absolutely, you've got to get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and those around you, and our community and our country. The teams that you work with that were trying to get ready to compete, and like you said, they've got all of these kinds of concerns, and I would imagine everybody's trying to be as positive as they possibly could be, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But like I said, it is running in the background, and the reality is their family members and friends can't be there. And the Olympic Games that I've been to, you know, the fans are a huge part of that Olympic spirit and the interaction between athletes in the Olympic Village. And in Beijing, it was the Pearl Market and the Silk Market. I mean, that's part of the Olympic experience, having hundreds of thousands of people come from all over the world to experience this remarkable event.
And
that's going to be missing.
And if we see we're in another fight of our lifetime here, even though there's been such great success with the vaccinations and such help in so many different areas, you know, the idea of safety first, there's billions of dollars at stake, and all of these kinds of things. And instead of saying, you know, we tried, let's just do it again next year and try to keep everybody safe. You have 11,000 athletes from 200 countries. I'm flabbergasted, Rob, that there wasn't a requirement that if you want to come to the Olympics, you must be vaccinated. What happened with that?
I don't know. That surprised me because I started hearing athletes were showing up positive, but they weren't vaccinated. And I was like, I thought for sure Japan would say, you're not getting in our country.
Now, there was a couple of swimmers. There's a couple of swimmers, you know, they said, hey, listen, I'm scared to add anything to my system. Might throw my training off. It might throw my metabolism off. I could understand kind of concern in certain instances. Rob, what's the best website for people to find out about the Institute, your book, and all of these great things that you're doing?
TINSSP.com. P as in Paul. The Institute of Sports Performance.com is another way to look at it. And championsmentaledge.com is my book if you want to read up on that. Also have that's actually the video series. But you can find the book on Amazon, Champions Mental Edge by Robert Andrews.
You know, isn't it amazing, Rob? You know, the late great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, worked with the White Sox, worked with Northwestern University. Shared the radio show with me in the 90s for about 3 years. Couldn't even use the word psychology in the title back then. People thought, you know, hey, what do you mean? You're telling me something wrong with me? The whole mental side of everything, it's unbelievable how the importance of mental training has grown. You know, you're a big part of it. You've been talking about this for such a long time, whether you want to be the best athlete in the world or their family. And again, the idea with dealing with athletes who were dealing with injuries, you were a pioneer in that area also, weren't you?
Well, I appreciate that. I like to think so. And I remember back in the early days, parents would come up to me at a volleyball tournament or something, and they would whisper to me, you know, I want to talk to you about my daughter. I said, why are you whispering? Well, I don't want anybody to know, because there was that stigma around it. And now they come up and introduce me to people, and this is our mental training coach. So it's great, but it's been a pretty rigorous transition for, you know, my part of it has been 16, 17 years. And it wasn't until probably the last four or five years, maybe, that it's kind of starting to hit stride.
Yes, I think, you know, I put the categories, of course, for 40 years, I'm trying to sell strength in the foot and get those orthotics in your shoes. So welcome to the group. You know, but the areas of nutrition, again, the area of that, the whole idea of the mental side of things, you know, where you're dealing with families, you're dealing with coaches. I would always say, you know, good luck to you. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, almost 10 years. What were the topics? Who was on? Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a wealth of articles on so many different topics from so many different experts involving all areas of fitness, wellness, sports medicine. We have a lot of action on LinkedIn, a lot of action on Twitter, where we have, like, gosh, 40,000 followers, a lot of great information. I can't tell you how many guests I get from LinkedIn and or Twitter. At SportsDoc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Rob Andrews. Again, he's the mental training specialist. I know, Rob, the past couple of years, haven't you been doing some work, maybe longer than that, with the Navy SEALs?
I worked with a foundation that provided resources for Gold Star families and active and retired team members. So, yes, I did that for about 3 years. Went out all over the country, Virginia Beach, San Diego, Alaska, Colorado, Arizona. That's kind of run its course, as things sometimes do, sadly, but I'm not involved with that organization anymore. But it was a wonderful 3 years of helping people, for sure.
Oh, yes. You know, you Gold Star families and that whole situation, I'm sure there'll be further attention to those types of things. You know, the preponderance of overuse injuries in youth sports at all levels. And, you know, even when we're talking the Olympics, we're talking youth sports. You got 14, 15-year-olds competing at world level, because they started at 3 or 4 years old. The tremendous attention to youth sports and the overdoing of so many different things is such a feature on the Sports Dr. Rob, as you know. There's a chapter in my book called Youth Sports and Drugs, because we see half these adolescents are living on over-the-counter pain medicine because they're always hurting, because they're doing too much, because they're too aggressive. So, you know, holding back sometimes the progress, and the idea of having to pay attention. Parents and coaches need to listen to these. Now, I know there's a huge topic that you and our friend Gina Pongetti have talked about when you're dealing with all of these coaches and parents. Talk a little bit about that in the world of gymnastics, and again, what you guys have been bringing to the table.
You sure you want to go there? I think we'll need more time.
No, we all know the nightmare that's happened in so many different areas.
I'm reading a book now called Lying, and I can't remember the author, but my son had it up on his desk, and I just got back from a vacation, and I read this book called Lying, and it talks about lying isn't about just lying about what we do, it's about what we don't do. And I was texting with my son, and I was talking about how I started becoming vocal in the sport of gymnastics after the London Olympics and some ridiculously incompetent things that happened with leadership in the men's program after the London Olympics. That's when I resigned from the men's program. And I told my son, there's been consequences for me telling the truth, but I would never change anything that I did. And I continue to this day to empower gymnasts and parents to handle and teach them how to handle these kind of abusive coaches.
I tremendously commendable, Rob. Again, when you're talking about the responsibility of a young boy or girl athlete, I don't care what the sport is, to understand, to be able that they have the capability of speaking up, and they have the ability to be heard. Now, of course, gymnastics was famous. So are other of these. I call them the prodigy sports in my book. And by the prodigy sports, because you and I and everybody else in the world of sports tells everybody, we want you to play other sports. We want you to play different sports, yada, yada, yada. And that's great unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or a ballet dancer. And they're telling you, I don't want to play any other sport. So, you know, the challenge, again, I characterize it all as the mental game. But again, you've stressed the point that athletes have to take some responsibility on speaking up and sharing their experiences. True?
Absolutely.
Has that been a tough sell?
Yeah. I mean, whenever I say you need to talk to your coach about this, their eyes always get big and they're kind of like, what, me, do what? Like I had a girl that was, the coach was criticizing their team, and he had a nickname for them and kind of shaming and degrading. And I guess he said, it makes me so mad because we're not that way. And I've held my teammates accountable. And they, one day the coach called them those shaming, degrading names. And she says, we're not that team anymore. And if you continue to look at us that way and say these things about us, that's the only way you're going to see us.
Isn't it amazing the coach kicked the kid
out of the gym.
This is very real still.
Yeah.
And with all of the different areas, you know, my colleagues that I surround myself with in the world of youth sports, again, you're one of them, you know, iSport 360, but this, our second guest, Joe Franco, it's why he's doing the documentary where our children play the Challenge of Youth Sports. With all of these champions, the National Alliance of Youth Sports that we're surrounded with, it reminds you of nutrition. We have the same challenges, which is this overkill. In my book, I call them Svengali coaches who have, you know, these kids are scared to tell them, you know, my ankles are killing me or these kinds of things. So, again, the points you're challenging in all areas are so important. And we see it in the prodigy sports, especially where it's almost cult-like. You know, by the time you see a 14-year-old, 1-2-time repeating national figure skating champion in women's, you know, I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. So I want to thank Rob Andrews. Somehow we ran out of time here. Rob, hold on real quick. Rob Andrews, the Institute of Human Performance, and TNNT.com. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag Hey, sports parents. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. I want to welcome back Joel Franco. He's the co-founder of Chesapeake Films in Vegas. More excitedly, he's the producer and the creator of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. I'm excited about it. We've been talking about this for years. Joel, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. So nice to be back.
Great. Give us some background. Again, you're a sports dad. Give us some background on what caused you to get this involved, and where we're at, regarding your concepts of what you're trying to do with the documentary.
Well, again, thank you for having me. It's pretty simple, really. Once you become a dad and once you start to see as the kids grow up, the toxic environment that youth sports is at, it's almost like you can't, I couldn't help myself. I had to jump in and I had to do something. We can't let this continue for too much longer. I mean, this is not good. And so what?
Although this good stuff is changing, of course, you're a filmmaker and you have.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about Chesapeake Films as you're talking about thinking about what you wanted to do in a documentary.
Well, Chesapeake Films, we started it because we wanted to tell these kind of stories. We wanted to tell stories about real people. We wanted to tell real stories. And what better way to do a documentary about kids and their experiences in youth sports?
You know, it's interesting. The reason, again, that you and I got together so many ways, I don't know how many shows we've done. I'm keeping track on you, man. You know, until this comes out in Technicolor, slam with, we're just going to get LeBron James to take part in it. The title of my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is all about this stuff. We've come a long way, baby. One of the things, when I first talked to Joel about this, got to be 3 years ago, maybe a couple years ago, and the title was the film and the $15 million a year youth sports industry. And as we would talk about this over the last couple of years, he'd say, wait a second, I got to change it. It's the $17 billion a year youth sports industry.
Yes.
And now we're saying, hey, wait a second, it's the $20 billion a year. Again, suffice to say, the tremendous effect youth sports, parents, coaches, kids has. And there's great organizations. And again, the Sports Doctor, for 25 years, we've talked about the importance of kids having fun, the importance of let's not overdo it, the reality of so many injuries and overuse injuries and problems. We've come a long way. But it's interesting how, and I know you talk about in the documentary, you with young kids and as a sports dad, you still got slapped in the face. with mm-hmm. the same kind of stuff that's been such a concern, including what I'm talking about, let alone the ranting parents maybe on the sidelines and stuff like that, that really got your filmmaking juices flowing, didn't it?
You really did. You really, really did. Because, it's like one of those things that you think you know until you really are part of it, because I coach, my kids are in it. And then the more you see it, the more you are astounded by where we are. And then it just...
You let alone, I've introduced you to every one of the organizations that are involved in making things better. All these ones that you've included, iSport 360 and the National Alliance of Youth Sports and England's Working with Parents in Sports, all of these great organizations, Coach Reed, so many of these different people that have contributed to this, and we're still trying to sell you on the positive side of stuff. I'm still working on it. What's the website, Joe, that people could see that the minimal piece that you have? I know you have a trailer, whatever. Then find out about the documentary. What's the best site?
The best site is whereourchildrenplayfilm.com, and they can also find me on social media at Doc Youth Sports. All of them, it's the same at.
Now, what was the parts that have been some of the things that concerned you the most that you've experienced? Whether it's parent behavior or you felt there wasn't enough safety about, what were some of the things that really have stood out to you that you want to see changed?
Well, it's two things, really. One is how much of a world problem this is. This is not just an American problem. This
Bingo.
Is a world problem. That's something that every day when I talk to, just this morning I spoke to a trainer in Italy, and we spoke for over an hour, and he was telling me all of the problems that he sees in Italy, right? We both know Gordon in England. I spoke to a lot of kids in England and in Germany, for example. So that's something that it's really shocking to me every day when I...
Turn on the Olympics, Joel, like I've always told you, even though who knows if the Olympics are going to happen. But when you're watching 15, 16, 17-year-old world-class athletes, then you have to understand they've been training since they're 4, 5, 6 years old. I've got a dozen 10-year-olds doing double jumps and figure skating 7 days a week. These are some real, real challenges. And, of course, it's international. And, again, the greatest example is something like, the Olympics, where you see even more authoritarian craziness by coaches and parents. And this is why the education continues, sort of starting. One of the first things you said was, where's the fun for the kids? I remember that.
It is. And that's kind of like the other part of the problem. I think that there's a lot of people out there who, for some reason, don't want to get better. They don't want to learn. And it brings the, I always said that our movie is kind of like a microcosm of society. And the lack of interest or the lack of support in education and people like teachers and coaches who are educators, we need to support them. We need to help them.
Yeah, talking about what it takes to get even more serious about this very, very big business, and one of the things we see just underlined is overkill, over everything. Joel, I call it the terrible twos, too much, too soon, too aggressive, where we start to run into these. When I'm talking to orthopedic experts who tell me they're doing still Tommy John surgery on adolescents, because it's just too much pitching, we're saying to ourselves, come on, man, let alone the foot-ankle problems that I see in my world. So, but we are making great, great inroads, both at the club level, the traveling team level, school levels, where we're paying much more attention. You know, mind body is a very big deal now, and attention
to
exactly what Rob was talking about at the beginning of the show was getting these kids to speak up and being able to get them to communicate, not be scared of talking about, like our friend
Yes.
Dean Goldberg and iSport360, when he would talk about his whole bag was about communicating between parents and coaches. This has always been so difficult, you know, for why isn't my kid playing, right?
Yep.
You know?
Well, it's the classic, it's where we are right now. You know, it used to be that when teachers gave our kids a bad grade, we would tell our kids, hey, why didn't you study or why didn't you work harder? Now we go and complain to the teacher, why did you give my kid an F?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
We're going to talk more
about the same mentality.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about all of these important points, including some timing thoughts you might have regarding the documentary. We will be right back, everybody. Joe Franco, the upcoming documentary where our children play the Challenge Youth Sports film. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. We are back live from Chicago, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. You can go over to newspaper articles. Lots of stuff in the documentary. Who are some of the individuals or groups that are contributing?
A lot of people have been contributing. But before I get into that, I was just saying about the timing of the movie that we have a distributor at the moment, so hopefully that will help speed up the timing of when the movie will be released. So that's very exciting news for everybody. I'm very pumped about it. It's going to be huge. Then to get into who has helped, it's so many people. I mean, from Gordon McClellan in England to Coach Reed Mulby to you. You have been incredibly helpful. It's just like it's so many people. I mean, I have people in Italy that, you know, in the last few months, you know, they've become very close and they're amazing. Even former athletes have contributed, like John Smoltz and Tom Glavin and some players from Italy. It's just like it's so many, you know, Tom Beyer, the coach, Erica Suter. I mean, it's just like so many people. I just almost like, you know, Matt Young in Canada. It's just like there's so many people I can't even, I'm still, you know, the American College Sports Medicine, ACS. It's just like so many people. Just the coaching core in San Diego. I've been so lucky and fortunate to talk to so many people who are willing to open their expertise to me and to us and for the project and for the good of kids. I don't even have words of how thankful I am of all of these people. And I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody and they're going to get mad at me, but it just is, I'm so lucky.
Yes.
We are so lucky.
It's a serious topic, one that we've been paying a lot of attention to for a long time. And like we said, we expect to continue to get solutions And, of course, education, whether it's education for the parents and or the coaches, the athletes, the teams, the leagues themselves, all of these things go into, you know, the two things that everybody cares about in so many ways. Actually, there's three. One is to have a good time for these kids to enjoy their experience, as well as the coaches and the parents. The other important factor, of course, is to prevent injuries and prevent the kinds of problems that have exploded around youth sports at all sorts of different levels. And the other is high performance, enhancing performance for those that are interested and that put a lot of value in that, because health and wellness is supposed to also be, you know, a big part of the type of experience the organizations that we're talking about have all, you know, definitely stress the experience of a young athlete as an individual, as a young boy or girl growing up, and all of these things that are important besides just winning or besides just competing. I know of things that you're really paying attention to, Joel.
I absolutely am, and I have like the... I was just speaking today with a friend of mine, like I said, he was a trainer, and he was helping this U23 track and field athlete. And just by him telling his coach as a trainer, said, look, this kid is not going to be a world class. He's just going to be, this is it. This is his peak. Just by telling, just by having a professional trainer, telling someone like, the, you know, a physical trainer, telling a kid, hey, this is the best you can do. This is what you can do. This is where you're at. Take advantage of your ability. Don't try to be somebody you're not. And all of a sudden, this kid, in less than 6 months, became a European champion. Just by having all the pressure removed. He practiced the right way. He started recovering. He started eating better. He started to have fun again just because they told him, hey, relax, you know. And, you know, look, think about it. Now he's going to the Olympics this week or next week. I forget when the track and field starts. But now he's got the Olympics, and he has a European record in less than 6 months of training properly. You know, with a clear mind, with a clear, no pressure put on him, oh, you have to be the next so-and-so. No, just go out and be yourself. And look what happened. The kid is, you know, he improved his record by half a second. I mean, it's like, it's incredible what the damage we do to kids by just putting unrealistic expectation and unrealistic pressure. It's like, let them be.
Yes,
we got to train them where they are at.
The more talented these kids are, the more of a pressure cooker. You know, when I mentioned again in the book the abundance of overuse injuries, I say both physically and mentally, where again these young kids could be just beat down by the pressure of winning and competing. What do you mean you didn't lose that weight? And these kinds of pressures kids are under. So we're going to look forward. Joel, give me quickly the email of everything about the film.
Yes, everybody can find me at Doc Youth Sports, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all the social media. And the website is whereourchildrenplayfilm.com.
Great. Joel Franco, thanks so much for joining me. We're going to keep an eye on you with the progress, my friend.
Thank you.
Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctor. Hold on, Joel. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. Quickly, again, I'll give you my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. I do answer emails. So if you want to email us, it's drrwild, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Drrweil, sportsdoctor at Yahoo. Maybe we get you, we mixed you in. As always, we're going to do a little bit of a preview of a couple of upcoming shows, answer a few emails. Next week, we're going to be talking energy medicine with Don D. Dalen, with her long background of all areas of the exciting world of energy medicine. And then one of the champions of equipment, sold to the public, great athlete himself, a trainer of champions, John Abdo. Everybody remembers the Abdoer, one of the biggest selling pieces of equipment on TV at the time. He'll be coming back to join us the following week. One of our supporters, the founder of Right Fit, Sport Wellness Fitness, Suzanne Gray, will be rejoining us. And then the anti-Iceman, Gary Reinel, the author of Iced, the illusionary treatment option. Gary's another trainer of champions of all sports, will be joining us. Let's see if we got a few emails here. Sharon says, I'm a 30-year-old jogger. Are compression socks helpful? You know, Sharon, it's I found that subjective. I find that most people, if the socks are comfortable, find it helpful. Usually knee down, the compression in the calf area, some of the strategic compression with some of the different companies. You can check out Lasso socks that have some specific compression around the Achilles, the arch, inside ankle. We also have people who don't like them, cramp their toes, or they find sometimes, now in the old days, getting them on and off was the hassle. Now, the new technology, we can get these things on and off. So you want to give it a try, give it a try. It doesn't necessarily solve overuse problems. If you're dealing with that, check that out. You know, where we're dealing with, you know, plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis or whatever it happens to be. You want to get a diagnosis and not depend on compression socks. Jim says, my son's a 14-year-old basketball player, and we want to know, should we routinely be using ankle braces? You know, Jim, is a rule, and there's a lot of different ankle braces. Reality is the ankle remains the most injured area, complicated area, and cause problems. So in most instances, a change of direction, jumping, running sport like basketball –
has had athletes who had their ankles routinely taped. Others we've seen would incorporate comfortable protective ankle braces. People sometimes said, I believe it's a fallacy, that, you know, bracing weakens the ankle. You don't need to depend on braces. I found that to be not true. I will tell you that you want your son to strengthen his ankles routinely. Rubber bands are a great way to really, really strengthen the full range of motion of ankles. I don't care how old he is or how good an athlete he is or what his sport is or her. Strengthen those feet and ankles. Work balance with tilt boards, Bosu, things like the sand dune stepper, which really strengthens all the muscles and actions of the foot and lower leg, is something that you want to do. And if you see that he's a serious player, I would recommend that you get him into some comfortable ankle braces. You could talk to a physical therapist or the athletic trainer and see what they might be recommending for your son and his particular structure. High arches, pronated feet, loose ankles, rigid ankles. Usually the athletic trainer can really give you some great feedback on what type of brace would be helpful and effective. But they don't prevent serious injury, but they help and they reduce the severity and can be quite comfortable and not get in the way or too bulky to hinder your son's performance. Lisa says, my 11-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She skates 5-6 days a week. She's already doing double jumps. We've been concerned about these bumps below her inside ankles. They're starting to bother her. You know, Lisa, it's one of the areas, the navicular bone is the bone that sits right behind the bones of the ankle. That's that bump that you might be feeling on the inside of the ankle. At her age, it's just ossifying. Sometimes there's an accessory bone. And figure skating is famous for aggravating, so is hockey, or rubbing those areas. So many times we see right away, talk to the bootmaker, have them punch out that part of the boot, like window that boot around those bumps. And there's also a major tendon of the ankle, the tibial tendon, which runs right underneath that bone, inserting into the arch. And the pronated foot, the hyperpronated foot, the flat-type foot, is famous for rubbing by collapsing and moving in the boot. And when that's a problem, we see orthotics are incredibly helpful in reducing that kind of rubbing motion. The Olympics in the next day or two are starting. They've already started. And we're hoping that somehow we can get away with safety at the games. The virus is a huge concern. We don't even know. They're considering whether they might have to cancel. So this is going to be an adventure we're going to watch over these next few days. It would be fantastic to really see the Olympics. Everybody loves the Olympics, especially the summer games, track and field and swimming and gymnastics and so tennis, so much great stuff. So let's all keep our fingers and toes crossed. We continue to talk about all areas of the experts that contributed to the book, #HeySportsParents. And want to talk a little bit about some of the areas, if we have time, and the experts that contributed, you know, and maybe we'll talk about the individual experts next time, but the areas of nutrition, personal physical training, coaching, mental training, the aspects of teamwork, experts in all of these areas in #HeySportsParents. And when we update it, which we're going to do over this next year or two, we're going to have to include in the title #HeySportsParents and grandparents. You know, we're getting a lot of flack of leaving the grandparents out. It's the first great cartoon in the book. is ranting and raving. Someone says, what's going on with these parents? Someone says, forget that, it's the grandparents. So stay safe, everybody. Stay informed.